Hello and welcome to Wavelength here on TWR UK. I'm Dave Piper. It's so encouraging to hear about how God's at work in our lives, especially through the work of TWR and our ministry partners around the world. TWR Europe has recently embraced an exciting new opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus to refugees fleeing war and persecution. I'm joined by Lucas De Silva from TWR Europe to find out more about their partnership with the Love Europe app. And Lucas, I understand this is all to do with using technology to navigate, communicate, and integrate.
Yes, the app is designed really to connect refugees with people who live here in Europe and to help them to make a connection with these people and also with the city that they're living in. There's actually a buddy feature on the app, and there's also a variety of other functions on the app that provide information about the local country that they're living in, different organizations or ministries that may help refugees or spend time with them and give them information and resources.
Because once refugees make it into our countries, they can really just become almost a forgotten people, out of sight, out of mind, as it were.
Yes, that's very true. The refugee situation was on all the headlines a few years ago, but now they've stayed here, they've remained here. In many ways, people kind of forget that they're still here because, you know, they are out of sight, out of mind.
So why has both Transworld Radio Europe and Love Europe gone down this line of having a smartphone app to help these people?
Almost every refugee has a smartphone, and the reason is it's their lifeline. I mean, it's how they can connect with other people. It's how they can find out about information, transportation, all sorts of things. And so without a smartphone, they're really disconnected. So they already have the smartphones, so we felt that the best way to reach them is through a platform that they're already using every day. This app already had a media section, and so when we connected with Love Europe, we said, hey, this is a perfect way for us to share our expertise and our resources with them. TWR's content is now on this app in this media section. We currently have two different series on the app, Hope for Syria, which is an Arabic series that talks about all sorts of issues like trauma and depression that refugees may go through, as well as another series that we're producing right now specifically for refugees in Europe. And then we hope to continue to put more series on in different languages, in Arabic and Farsi and Dari, and hopefully even more.
How can we be praying for it and for the work ahead?
The number one thing is for God to really allow us to be able to reach refugees with the information about this app. You know, it's a wonderful resource, but if refugees don't know about it, then they can't use it. Also, please pray for, there's many people who are involved with this all across Europe that are passionate about it. Please pray that more people will join and join in terms of volunteering their time to tell refugees about this and to use the app. The more people that use it, whether they're refugees or Europeans, the more people that use it, the better the app will become, the more activity that will happen through this app. So please pray for that as well.
Thanks, Lucas. I'm sure we'll be joining with you to pray for those points. If this week's episode of Wavelength has encouraged or interested you, why not join with us to receive TWR's latest news? You can write to us, and the address is Wavelength, TWR UK, PO Box 606, Altrincham, WA14 2YS, or sign up to get the latest TWR news online. Visit twr.org.uk/join. That's twr.org.uk/join. Thank you for continuing to support TWR with your prayers, and God bless.
This podcast is a production of Transworld Radio UK. For more information, go to our website at twr.org.uk.